This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, a Friday after an interesting week of trade, what are we looking at in the grains?
Back and forth for the grains so far on this Friday morning. We had given up and failed at various technical tests to start the week. We had a little bit of upside, but it ran out of steam for corn at the 20-day moving average. Traders been watching that closely. Still a gap overhead on the chart that we've got in play. That's from when we came back from the July 4th holiday weekend and started sharply lower. So we are rebounding, recovering, but there's more to go. The same for wheat futures, which were down to lead the way on Thursday, and now double-digit higher, 13 or 14 for Chicago and Kansas City futures.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. September corn up 8 1/4 at 410 1/4. August soybeans up 12 cents at 1033 1/2. August soybean meal up 280 at 271.50. August soybean oil up 63 cents at 56.85. Chicago wheat up 15 1/4 at 548 3/4. Minneapolis wheat up a penny at 603. Kansas City hard red wheat up 16 3/4 at 534 1/4. September oats up 1 1/2 at 368 3/4. On the Merck, August live cattle down 48 cents at 223.20. August feeder cattle down $1.63 at 323.38. August lean hogs up 65 cents at 106.48. August pork cutout unchanged at 110.53. Class 3 milk up 17 cents at 17.89. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.